Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. A couple guests joining us here today in studio, and we have Ben Judlicka is one of them. He's game warden with Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, representing Riley County. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you in here. Levi Gantenbein is our other guest here. He's the acting manager out at Tuttle Creek State Park. Welcome, Levi.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here today. It's Memorial Day weekend, and folks really going to be spending a lot of time this weekend outdoors, probably, I would guess, if the weather holds up. And today we're going to talk primarily about water recreation and water safety, Ben.
Well, it's the start of summer, and everybody wants to get in the water. Now, last year there were obstacles, especially at city pools. I fear that in the future there was kind of an interruption to swimming lessons, and that is a huge deterrent to drowning. That helps people. If they can learn to swim, that helps them to prevent drowning. With summer starting, there's a lot of recreation associated with water sports. You can go out to the state park and they'll put you in a canoe or a kayak. You're still renting those, right, Levi?
Yes, we've been renting them off and on here the last couple weekends, but our rentals start full-time the Thursday before Memorial Weekend. So, and it'll be Thursday through Monday, 10 to 6.
And there's plenty of water recreation opportunities out at Tuttle Creek State Park, not just down here on the south side, but all across the lake, really.
There's a lot of you live in this area between the two biggest lakes in the state, and then also there's the Kansas River. The lake right now is very accessible. The water is something reasonable. It's normal, and it's going to be an opportunity for people to get out and enjoy it.
All right. And Tuttle Creek specifically here, folks can get out there on a boat, stuff like that. As you mentioned, the rentals are available. Is there any restrictions anywhere
Now? The one thing I would say is that there is swimming available in the river pond, but is that supposed to be located at the designated swim beach only? It's not permitted in the other areas outside of that swim beach on the river pond area.
Yeah, that's a marked area. It also prevents boats from going in there. So if you're on the river pond, that area is restricted from boating. Now, everybody in a boat, which includes, we're using the term boat, maybe vessel would be the better, more correct term, but that includes kayaks, that includes canoes, that includes paddle boards. Each one of those must have a wearable life jacket on board. And that's what we're running into. Pretty common that people don't have that life jacket on, and that's when the mean old game warden or the mean old park ranger comes along, and we will ticket people that don't have what they need. If they don't have a life jacket on a vessel, they will be ticketed.
All right, and it's not just this is obviously a major safety concern, and we've done stories, unfortunately, in the past, not in recent memory, but in the past, where there's an accident, somebody's not wearing a life jacket, and we have an unfortunate drowning situation.
Well, knock on wood, this year so far, we are in the immediate area, we're drowning free. And I would sure like to keep it that way. It's a terrible, tragic thing when someone drowns, and we've seen it almost every year for many, many years. Let's see if this weekend we can not have a drowning to report.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be the case. And would you say typically most of these accidents happen just kind of out of negligence, or what's the reason?
Well, each one is different. And the last one that we had, well, it was last year, we had a soldier that was on a kayak with others, and they turned around and the kayak was floating and the soldier wasn't. That was early in the spring. The water is getting about 60 degrees, so that that shock of falling in the water is somewhat lessened, but it's still dangerous. Each time we have a drowning, the the situation is somewhat different. We're past that time and where that shock of cold water contributes to the fatality.
Mm. Well, as far as boating is concerned, the same rules apply. I know when you're boating as they do when you're driving a car. Don't want anybody out there drinking when they're driving a boat.
Yes, and that applies to motorboats and paddleboats. That you cannot be. There are some differences, but you cannot be inebriated due to alcohol or drugs while operating a boat.
Let's talk about life jackets in particular. Obviously, you want to make sure you have one if you're going out on the waters. And if you don't maybe have one in your possession, how easy then, Levi, is it to get one from, say, Tuttle Creek State Park?
Okay. So at the state park at the River Pond area, if you stop in at the gatehouse, we have loaner life jackets available. We just ask that you bring them back. And also up at the marina at the Cedar Ridge area, there's it's a life jacket loaner station. They're just hanging on the wall there, and again, we ask you to bring them back. We lost quite a bit of them last year. Last year was the first year for that program, and we were down quite a few life jackets. So if you have them from last year, we'd appreciate you return them too. So
that's a pretty good program in having it there. Sometimes somebody arrives or they're taking someone out unexpectedly. You've got sizes too. You've got adult and child sizes, right?
Yeah, we have everywhere from infant up to like 2XL adult, so there's plenty up there.
And while you're on that, if a youth is not yet 13, they must have the jacket on. So if they're on the water, they must have the jacket on until they pass the age of 13.
All right. What about, people like to go out on the water here, obviously for different types of recreation. We always like to talk about fishing. Ben, how good is the fishing right now at Tuttle Creek?
Well, it's been a cool May. Have we seen the sunshine in about 2 weeks?
Not really.
Well, that's going to change, and maybe this weekend. The fishing has been good. There's been a lot of crappie caught, and that's kind of what we're that's our claim to fame. If it's not carp or I'm sorry, if it's not crappie, it's gar, and there's quite a bit of access right now because the water is at normal levels. Catfishing up on the lake's been going good too.
All right, same rule applied there too. You want to make sure if you're going to be fishing, you got to have a valid fishing license.
Yeah, and they lowered the cost of a 1 day license. It's down to $6. And I think its total cost is $6. So if you have people in town that want to join you to go fishing, $6 gets them for the day.